Sports Better Show, coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Sire.
Good day.
How are you?
All is well. I mean, Illinois, not so great, but that's tough. Tough start.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll absolutely happen. Skates, how are you?
All right. Doing all right.
Doing all right.
I was looking like, you know, we were 5-2, getting ready to go to bed last night. Things were looking up, and then just a whole flip of the deck. The house came crumbling down, ended up 6-7. We took a lot of shots, though. It's to be expected when you're trying to pick every single game. Why can't I just pick a couple?
I hear you.
Pick them all?
It looked good. It was a good slate. It looked good.
I absolutely hear you. Mitt, how'd you do?
In the NBA, I went 1-2. Brooklyn should have just stuck with Brooklyn, stuck with my guns there. I don't know what happened to Denver. And that, how do they not score enough for that over to hit? I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't tell you. I was 6-1 starting the day. Felt good. Ended up 8-12.
Ah, so you're feeling what I'm feeling.
It was a fucking rough evening. It was a absolute rough evening. There was 4 games that lost by less than a point. So that was always fun.
Feels like you cannot lay points right now. Everybody who I laid more than 4 points with did not cover.
Yeah, there was a couple games, I don't know. I mean, for you, that was that way. For me, it was everything.
Yeah.
It was fucking everything. I hate fucking March. I'm out on fucking March,
fucking
dude.
In it, dude.
Huh?
You're in it.
I am in it. You know, you have those weeks.
You just got to keep going. I mean, it's going to happen. You know?
Today, I started 1-1, had Texas A&M plus the 10. They get an outright W. And North Texas, who scored 36 points in the entire game. They didn't get blown out, though.
No, it's tight.
42-36.
Good
fucking
day for the under.
Unbelievable. Did you bet on Illinois today? Or you just had, like, your squad?
Yeah, I mean, you got to perform better than that, it felt like. I mean, this Arkansas-LSU game felt like the trap of the century.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left for tonight. How many you got left?
I have 16, I believe.
Left?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Okay. How's the hockey slate tonight? 4 games, right?
4 games. 4 games. It's interesting. A lot of them, or a couple of them, 2 of them at least, teams that played last night.
So oh, really?
Back-to-back situations, yeah. We'll dig in deeper whenever you're ready, but there's a little bit of an edge here.
Mitt, how's the NBA slate tonight?
NBA slate tonight is huge. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Really?
Picks. Yeah.
How many college basketball? How was your college basketball night?
College basketball actually was profitable.
That's all you need.
The only thing, the thing that screwed me was Alabama -5.5. That they looked like they were going to cover for the longest time, and then I had a money line, some parlays, and then I woke up and they did not win.
Okay. It's Picks Friday.
It's a great day.
It used to be my favorite day of the week.
No, it's not.
Picks Friday was the best. You know, you run through every NFL game, every college game. You fucking make it. You dominate, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is – right now, though, in sports, maybe we'll get an update from our golf expert in studio, who knows, on what's going on at the Players. So you got the Players going on. You got NFL free agency, which is coming up on Monday. You have college basketball. You got NBA. You got NHL. Baseball's back. It's a good time. So Picks Friday, we'll do Picks Friday. Do you want to start with college basketball, or where do you want to start at, Bo?
Whatever you want to do. Start on the ice.
You want to start on the
ice,
Nick?
Yeah, let's start on the
ice. Are you ready to start on the ice?
There we go. Listen, boys, Vegas. I went into Buffalo yesterday, and we knew it, and I'm regretting not hammering Buffalo moneyline because we talked about it. We played it safe, went with the 1.5, which cashed, obviously, but moneyline would have been huge there. They got it. They got handed to them, and Jackie Aces did not handle things well after the game with a couple snide comments. And now they go in to play the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Who are looking to break out. They've kind of been, you know, up and down lately. Some tough losses. Vegas is banged up.
Yeah.
They got goaltender issues. Pittsburgh's at home.
Yeah.
Rested.
Yeah.
Got to go Penn's 60-minute line. Has to be done.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier today.
Minus 115.
Thought about doing it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to mush the Pens right now.
I respect that from you. I appreciate it. But Tristan Jarry's going to get the start. Pens need a game like this to kind of get going. Vegas obviously is going to be fighting for their lives, though, because they're in real danger now. They're in the fucking danger zone. I like going with the Pens on the 60-minute money line to win regulation. A lot of people maybe want to go puck line. You know,
sure,
but
I hate
Pens haven't been getting that secondary scoring lately, so I don't feel like this is right normally about where I'd want to do it. I like it when it's in like that 125 130 range, but they're just not getting the secondary scoring, so we'll see.
Also, shout out to the coin last night.
Coin coming through big time.
I was very wrong.
Shout out for the coin.
Coin's hot right now, right? Well, coin, you're the keeper of the coin, is Nick, but the keeper of the coin's record. Powell, how do you feel about
that? My pocket's been pretty warm with that coin in there.
Feels like it's winning.
Okay. Feels like it's winning. Yeah, I'm going to stay away. You got anything? You take a Penguins tonight? Or?
No, I got one play tonight. You know what it is.
I do know what it is.
We'll get there. The next one, Minnesota Wild going to Columbus Blue Jackets. Minnesota played last night. That was the Detroit Red Wings debacle. Jesus. With Ned batting that puck in
the
zone.
They've been scoring some fucking some goals, huh?
Yeah, except fucking do it in regulation. That would have been huge. They end up winning in the shootout, of course, instead. So that knocks my bet out of the water. And the Blue Jackets did not put up the fight I thought they would put up. They kind of rolled over last night. Uh-huh. So interesting case here where two teams played last night, going at it again tonight in Columbus. I'm just going to stay away from this one.
Okay.
I don't.
That's fine. The Rangers kind of rolled over last night too, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking showed them their bellies.
Yeah. That was...
didn't expect that one.
Shesterkin, like we said, when you have a goalie like that, you kind of expect him to keep you in the game
no matter
what.
And then the fucking Sharks? Jesus Christ!
I woke up to that one, and boy, that's just a piss-poor, sour morning to wake up to. That's getting your cornflakes pissed.
You're telling me, dude. Up.
The next game on the slate, the Winnipeg Jets and the New York Islanders. Again, more teams that were in action last night. The Jets, surprising in their victory. The Islanders look good. We'll go with the Islanders at home, minus 122 on the money line. This is the third game in 4 days for the Jets.
Okay.
We're counting on the Isles to show up here at home.
Oh, no. The Bears just released Eddie Goldman. I mean, they...
Everybody.
Full rebuild. All right. Last game of the night.
Finally, last game of the night, boys. This is tough. The Washington Capitals, fresh off the OT loss to... Who was it? Edmonton. Sorry. Brain fart there.
You're fine.
Two nights ago. And now they go in and take on the Cougars at home. Boys.
What are you doing?
Boys.
What is happening here?
I'm going to take the Cougars at -114.
What was that about?
The Caps are, you know, seems like they're figuring some things out. They kind of...
They are.
You know, it was a tough loss to Edmonton in overtime. Western Canada's not easy to play in.
Cougars are
hot.
There
you go. Cougars are hot. They're doing army crawls, dude.
I know. But look, Ovechkin's looking for that goal. He's looking for that goal.
Sure, he could get it.
Yager for third all time. I don't like going against Ovechkin when he's in these modes, in these searches, in these quests for this record. So, but I'm going to do it.
Power, you
have faith with the Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars. What are we talking about?
Once again, I like that pick, but I will stay away.
He's not touching the ice at all.
I don't want to mush the Cougars either.
What are you doing? Don't do this. Come on.
I got college basketball picks because fuck it, who cares? But you know what? I think what needs to happen is I need to do the college basketball picks today. I need to go home and get blacked out tonight. Reset the brain.
I understand. Well, one more time. Penn's 60-minute money line, minus 115. New York Islanders, home, money line, minus 122. Vancouver Cougars, minus 114, money line at home.
Something we were super pumped about. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Was the Hype Boy parlay last night? How'd that one do?
Well, Brooklyn played really good.
Why are you talking like that?
Like two legs of that thing hit. I made that really hard. Got our $10 back.
You went plus 5,000. So I mean, you did all you could do there. How was Maxie?
Maxey actually played absolutely horrible. When I looked at the stat sheet, he was 0-for-4. I think he ended with like a couple points.
Was Harden in your?
Yeah, Harden was also in there. I thought Harden was going to come and have a great game. I had him 30 plus. I think he had like he shot 17%.
Yeah, it was. What was he? 1-of-12, 1-of-10 at one point.
It was really embarrassing for the hype boy parlay. But I did have Brooklyn on. On the money line and the +4, so I really liked that.
Okay. Let's go to the NBA then.
The association.
The association, the Hardwood Association. How do you feel? What are we doing tonight in the association, Mitt?
I am a little off.
You didn't expect to go to the association?
I thought we usually do college basketball first, and let me just pull up my account. Okay, now I got it.
Be fluid, Mitt. Be like water.
Well, my picks are all on my phone, so I was in the wrong app. But yeah, let's get into it tonight. I'm taking Boston at home against Detroit, -14.5. I know it's a lot of points, but Boston's been absolutely rolling, and Detroit has stunk. So I'm just riding with Boston here, Tony.
Okay. I'm simple thinking.
Yeah, and sometimes you can get lucky with these big spreads because, I mean, the book does know. A lot of people are on Detroit here, so I'm fading the public there.
Okay.
We got Charlotte on the money line, -139. I think it's -3 or -2.5, whatever. I don't know. Wipe the points out.
Pretty hype.
Yeah, the Pelicans have been playing really good lately, and Charlotte is kind of coming back from their bad stretch.
They don't play defense, really, huh?
No. Not at all, but they score a shit ton of points. Okay. So I'm hoping that LaMelo Ball and Bridges can come out and really do their thing. Next, I'm doing something that I have not done one time this year, Tony.
Okay.
And that is I am betting against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Wow.
Going into Miami.
Are they cold right now?
They're not hot. And Jarrett Allen, who I think is probably their best player.
7.5.
Yeah, it's a lot. Jared Allen's not playing. Everybody for the Heat's playing. The Heat are absolutely rolling right now. So I'm riding with the Heat at home to keep it going and cover the 7.5.
Cleveland, 4-6 ATS in their last 10. 4-6 overall in their last 10. Heat, 7-3. Moneyline and ATS in their last 10.
Yeah, they are going off, Tony. Let's go to San Antonio, actually. Utah going into San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio's been playing pretty up and down, here lately. Yeah. And Utah is kind of coming to their own. I'm going to Utah -5.5 here, Tony.
Okay.
And then the final game of the night, we got Washington going into L.A. to play the Lakers. The Lakers need a win.
I've been hearing that for like 3 weeks.
There's a saying out there, Mitt, and it says, just because they need it doesn't mean bet it.
Is LeBron in?
LeBron is in, and that's a big reason why I'm actually taking this. The Lakers -4 at home against the Wizards. The Wizards still a bad franchise. Oh, no. If the Lakers cannot win this game, they do not deserve to be in the play-in. They need to win.
At least they're at home. They're much better at home.
That's not really true.
Well, no, it is.
They stink on the road and at home these last couple weeks, matter.
Okay, the last couple weeks. All right, I got you there.
Yeah, so if the Lakers don't turn around tonight, I don't know what I'm going to do. You'll probably see me in a corner crying at some bar. But I don't know. Go Lake Show, man. That's all I got.
Okay. Let's go to college basketball.
Here we go.
Update on what's going on right now. LSU is up by 3.
Stinky as fucking line.
Stinky line.
LSU and Alabama, I cannot bet on.
Did you take a side on that game?
I did not, but I wanted to take LSU so bad. But every time I do, they break my heart.
Hand up. I took LSU again, Guppy.
I was up 10.
Yeah.
On Rutgers.
They might win that thing.
Let's do ours for tonight. I'll start with you. Do you want to do 2 since you're doubled up on me?
Yeah. How many you got?
7, I think, left.
Texas A&M, CC. This number, I mean, +6.5 versus Nicholls State. They've covered 5 of 6, covered 8 of 11 as a dog, and 5 of 7 neutral site. I'm taking Providence money line versus Creighton. I love Providence. I'm not a believer in Creighton.
Okay. My first one is Kent. Kent State plus the 1.5 against Ohio. You're with him with me on that one?
Yeah. What are we talking about? This makes, I mean.
Kent is 10-0 in their last 10.
Good ball club.
They're a dog. I mean, both they're both decent, but like they're a much hotter ball club than Ohio.
Yep.
So Kent plus the 1.5 there for me.
I am taking the 9 with Miami against Duke.
Taking the, hold on, I think I.
Miami's great as a dog.
No, I don't have it, but I thought about it just because, and also Coach K said there's a little bug going around.
That might be a classic.
You think that's a potential lie?
Yeah, Hurricanes covered 6 of 8 overall, covered 4 of 5 neutral sites. Taking Montana State plus 1.5.
Oh, look at us.
Yeah,
so am I.
I mean, the Wildcats covered 2 of 11 overall, 2 of 11 as a favorite. Bobcats covered 4 of 5 as a dog and 6 of 8 neutral sites, my friend.
Yeah, Montana State's 8-2 in their last 10. Weber is 4-6 in their last 10.
Let's go, Tony. That's a team ride here because I am over Montana State, baby.
I am on North Carolina Central money line.
Smart.
You on that too?
Absolutely.
16-14 on the season, 6-4 in their last 10. Coppin is 8-22 on the season, 4-6 in their last 10. I just think North Carolina Central is a better team, so I'm going to take them money line here.
I'm with you, my friend.
Okay.
I'm going back to the well with Richmond.
Ah, oh, damn it.
You're on VCU?
I'm on the other side.
Yeah, that's fair. Richmond somehow covered last night. The 4 was incredible. 3.5 feels like too much. They could run out of gas. I've been riding Richmond. I'll stick with them.
Yeah. I don't. It's not my favorite pick of the night, but I'm on VCU. Ah, whatever. I'm on Colorado plus 10 against Arizona. Just that one feels like it's too much for. Colorado's not a bad basketball team. I know Arizona is, a lot of people say, the second best team in the nation or whatever, but I'm gonna go with the 10 there with Colorado.
That is fair. Where are we at here? New Orleans plus 2.5.
Okay.
Southeast Louisiana. No real reasoning. I just like New Orleans. I think they're the better team.
Okay. Yeah, I took them yesterday, and they didn't cover by 1 point.
That'll happen.
Half a point, actually.
Long Beach State.
Yeah, I had them yesterday. They did cover. Good for them.
Getting 4 against UCSB. Long Beach 17-4 ATS last 21. 20-7 ATS last 27 as a dog.
I am also on my third double-digit dog as of the day. Taking the Nittany Lions plus 11 versus Purdue.
Don't hate it. Don't hate it.
These teams that have been on a break playing their first game of the conference tournaments have not fared well so far.
Yeah.
So I'll take the 11.
All right. Grand Canyon getting 2.5 versus New Mexico State. The Antelopes covered 5 straight. The Antelopes covered 5 straight neutral site as a dog. The Antelopes covered 7 straight neutral site games. Give me 2.5, Grand Canyon.
Okay. They were in that good game last night, right? If I remember correctly. I can't fucking remember. Last one of the night. Oof. I don't think you're going to like this one.
What are you doing?
I mean, it's a 12 o'clock tip-off.
Oh, you're on fucking Colorado State?
Nope.
You're on San Diego
I'm on State. San Diego State money line. Are you on the other side?
Colorado State plus 1.5.
I knew it. I mean, I didn't love this. VCU and this
Colorado State game last night was, there was a charge call that had fucking Wally Zerbiak ready to run through the screen. He almost bulldozed fucking poor Rothstein. Yeah, I love Colorado State. I love Roddy. I love that team. I'll take 1.5.
Yeah. So both teams are, Colorado State's 25-4.
I If you're up on a Friday night, do yourself a favor and watch midnight. This game.
Yeah, San Diego State.
This is going to be a great ball.
22-7. They're both 9-1 in their last 10. It's really like Colorado State's got an incredible offense. San Diego State's got a really good defense. I don't love that I'm on the defensive side. I like going against teams that don't struggle to score points. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Something to think about there.
All right.
You got any more?
Yeah. Don't like this.
UCLA. What am I guess here?
Take a 2.5 with Virginia Tech.
Ooh, really? Carolina's coming out. They handled Virginia yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I got a weird feeling with this Virginia Tech. I don't know. Just a feel. Wyoming getting 2.5 versus Boise. Cowboys covered 4 straight neutral sites, covered 9 of 11 neutral sites as a dog. Portland State getting 5 versus North Colorado. North Colorado won last night, did not cover.
So you're going Portland State tonight?
Yeah. What are you doing?
No, I almost took Portland State. But I thought you might be on North Colorado, Northern Colorado, because you like them.
I only usually take North Colorado as like a money line. I don't like...
The reason why I didn't take them, and let me pull it up here. What's Portland State getting?
5.
Okay. So, here it was. Northern Colorado, number 11 in the country in three-point percentage, and number 14 in the country in two-point percentage as far as offense. Portland State was 320 on defense against the three and 226 against the two. I was just worried about Northern Colorado's offense fucking filling it up, but yeah. I didn't take it. I didn't do anything there.
Fair play. CS Fullerton, moneyline versus Hawaii. I think they're the better team. Abilene Christian, moneyline versus Seattle. Fucking Pac-12 showdown, huh? Pac-12 after dark.
Is this the UCLA USC yes. game?
I mean, they covered last Saturday. I got to do it again. Trojans covered 6 of 7 as a dog. Dog in this matchup covered 5 of 6.
Okay.
Had to do it.
We'll run through them again.
Had to do it.
Kent plus the 1.5 versus Ohio. Montana State plus 1.5 against Weber.
Weebs.
NCCCCCU.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Moneyline versus Coppin. VCU. I wanted to go moneyline, but I didn't hear about fucking tomorrow's 160. I should have just done it. But it's -3.5 against Richmond. Colorado plus the 10 versus Arizona. PSU plus the 11 against Purdue. San Diego State moneyline versus Colorado State.
Texas A&M CC +6.5.
Okay.
Providence moneyline. Miami +9. Kent State moneyline. Montana State +1.5. Richmond +3.5. New Orleans +2.5. Long Beach State +4. NC Central moneyline. Grand Canyon +2.5. Virginia Tech +2.5. Wyoming +2.5. Portland State +5. CS Fullerton moneyline, Abilene Christian moneyline, USC +6, Colorado State +1.5. This is March.
It's not anarchy. It's just college basketball.
Yep. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Good luck to you tonight on that.
Good luck to you, my friend. Good luck. Will I see you on the court tomorrow?
Yes, I will be on the court. Well, it depends on how tonight goes.
All right.
Most likely, I'll be on the
court. Man, will I see you on the court tomorrow?
Yeah, is like Duke or like someone cool playing?
If they win tonight.
It's a fair question. You're looking at me like, I mean, the guy wants to know if there's going to be a hype team playing.
Motherfucker bet on Utah State last night.
Yeah, I was fucking born there. Yeah, and I'm betting on Montana State tonight because my mom's a graduate. Let's go Bearcats. Money line.
Hell yeah, Bearcats.
What?
They're actually really good.
More specifically, I only bet on places I grew up in.
What?
I love you, Mitt.
I mean, hell of a way to decide how you bet.
It's the best.
Hey, Montana State's actually really good at basketball.
Sure, yeah, very good.
I mean,
and a lot of people will actually go against their team, so you know at least they're not double losing. But I respect you for going.
Utah State was right there last night, man. That was a great ball game.
It was. I actually stayed up and watched that. I'm sorry, by the way.
For
what?
Oh, what? Utah State won.
What?
Pardon?
Wait, did they cover and not win? Because they covered.
Fuck it.
What was the spread?
Plus like 3.5.
I think it might have been shorter than that.
Seton Hall fucking 1 point last night.
You know who's playing San Diego State tonight, Mitt?
Niagara, 1.5 last night.
It would be Colorado State.
New Orleans, half a point last night. I thought Notre
Dame. Hey, we both won. What do you mean we both won?
Did we actually middle it?
Yeah, because I woke up and I won.
Oh, you talked about it.
Oh, man. I wish I would have seen that.
I didn't know that either. I thought I won.
Fuck, we had a middle. Let's cut clips around here.
Pa. I mean, Mitt. Is RJ Barrett hype?
Yeah, but Cam Reddish is out for the year. RJ Barrett's pretty hype.
Is John Morant?
Did he play a game for the Knicks?
Is John Morant hype?
Yeah, he played a game for the Knicks. He played a couple. He's playing really good, and then he got hurt. Kind of stunk.
Well, then both to score 25 tonight's boosted.
Yeah. John, RJ, I would be kind of timid about RJ Barrett, but what's it boosted at?
It's not. It's only at plus 175.
I'm going to probably throw it.
Islanders and Pens both to win tonight. I feel about that one.
I'm on it.
Plus 250.
The Islanders go.
The Jets.
Okay, so we have a UFC boost. Do you have your notes on this fight ready?
Hold on.
For Magomed.
Pardon?
Magomed.
You fucking disrespect Chuck Liddell again. I'll fucking come over there and put you in a guillotine.
Ankalaev?
Hold on.
Okay. He's got to win by KO, TKO versus Thiago Santos.
Thiago. Oh, it's Santos?
Yeah, I mean, pretty recognizable name there.
Santos is he's a good fighter.
He was, for sure. And what's he? A big Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, right?
Who's the... what's the boost?
For Magomed to win by KO, TKO, plus 170.
So what I've seen is no one is betting on Thiago Santos.
Okay.
That's what I've been reading all week.
Okay.
You know.
Because of Magomed?
I mean, fortunately, I mean, I just can't.
Fucking Bill UFC's in the chat.
There we go. Where's Bill?
Bill UFC's in the chat. He says he doesn't like the boost. I mean, again? This son of a bitch, dude.
What's his problem?
Here's the good news. Every time Bill doesn't like it, it hits.
Well, Tony, we all know why.
Because it hits 100% of the time.
This guy's fucking 16-1.
Magomedov?
Is this Bula's guy?
No. That dude's Khabib's cousin.
That guy's still
alive. No. That's not. Mitt, don't fucking do that.
I'm in a dark enough place. If Bula goes down, that could be the last.
We're talking about Magomed?
Yeah.
Guy's 16-1, dude.
Santos is 38.
Yeah, I mean, he's an old boy. Oh, no. Is Magomed going to have other things on his mind?
No, don't, dude.
Wait,
don't.
Santos, the dude that's supposed to get knocked out, is 38 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's going to drop like a fly. This boost's sitting by a mile. This is awesome.
That's the breakdown. That's the only breakdown he needed right there.
No need to attack his age, man. Christ.
Fucking
sack lunch.
Oh, the old guy sucks.
You got
fucking
in the UFC, yeah.
You got Mitt's breakdown, and Bill hates the boost, so it's guaranteed to hit.
The only worry with Santos, I find, is his takedown accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
That is the only thing I worry about.
Been there.
But he does. He can absorb significant strikes as well.
Which we need for the KO, TKO.
He's an average submission attempter.
Okay.
Average.
What are you talking? What's wrong, dude?
Fucking Mitt said something in my ear. Making fun of my age again. But I mean, His average takedowns per 15 minutes.
Man, you know? This guy, I mean, age doesn't matter in the UFC, dude.
That's what I've been saying.
Who?
You could be 65 versus a 25-year-old. Doesn't matter.
Your bones definitely deteriorate when you get older. No, no, so dude. Do your muscles. And yeah, age matters in fighting.
No, these guys just said age doesn't matter. You could be fucking 95 and fighting a 30-year-old, and it doesn't matter.
I name a 95-year-old ex like boxer or whatever. I could probably beat them up.
What? Are you sure?
This fucking guy. I mean, we can't hold like
95 years old. Like, dude, come on. You're acting like age doesn't matter in sport. This is athletics, bro. Especially fighting. Yeah, age matters.
He's all is fair in love and basketball.
He's not wrong, dude. Something to think about.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. You know what you do? You just, whatever you put on that, just. If you don't want to watch the fights like I do, you know I'm going to be
watching. What old boxer are we going to have fight Mitt?
Riddick Bowe.
No, that would be a bloodbath.
That would actually be really fun. I'm going to try and do that. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Does that mean Bull is gone, too?
Wait, well, what?
Well, it turns out, maybe not literally, but figuratively, we are seeing the end of Hezbollah. Instagram will be banned.
In Russia.
In Russia on Monday.
Wait, Hezbollah is Russian?
He's from a province.
Mitt, what are you doing today?
I thought he was from
something. Let's not go too deep into this, man.
Fuck, dude.
Just let's have our moment here.
Let's have Powell. You still got Twitter, right?
He feels like it'll wipe out all of it, right?
What if Bulla...
There's going to be so many fraud accounts.
Bulla can probably just text Dana all of his videos to put out, and Dana can put them out.
Just kidding.
I mean, can we not bring him to the United States?
He should be a citizen by now, yeah.
Yeah, he should be living at Dana White's house.
Should be. All these things are. He should be living with Gumpy, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
Maybe he can move in with John Cena. Yeah. I'm sure Cena's got some extra room.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
Turn him off.
What is this?
Mute your mic. Mute your own mic.
All right. We'll be back on Monday.
Do you want my footy picks?
Yeah, Jesus, sorry. Jesus fucking, Christ. I'm rattled.
Fucking picks Friday.
CTE, dude.
Tomorrow, EPL. Give me Tottenham double chance at Man U. Man U struggling. Tottenham feels like they've finally hit a stride. Serie A, I'm taking Sassuolo. Money line at Salernitana. Sass has won 3 straight. Juve, money line over Samp. Juve won 2 straight. Samp lost 2 straight. La Liga, Espanyol, draw no bet is plus money at Levante. Levante is in dead last. Give me Espanyol. Valencia, draw no bet over Getafe. Valencia won 2 straight. Getafe haven't won in 4.
Okay.
Villarreal, draw no bet against Celta Vigo. I hate going against Celta Vigo. They are a feisty bunch, but I think Villarreal gets it done. Bundesliga, Union Berlin, money line over Stuttgart. I'm still riding with Berlin. I got to do it. Wolfsburg, double chance at Freiburg. Freiburg's good. I think Wolfsburg should be able to get a draw here, though. Bayern Munich, money line minus 160 versus Hoffenheim. If you can get Bayern Munich money line at less than minus 170, it's a take. Ligue 1, Nice, draw no bet at Montpellier. Nice have not lost in 3. Nice, we love Nice here.
Yeah, we do.
And from Nice to our other favorite team in Liga, Nantes.
Yes.
Draw no nice bet Nantes, at Troyes. Nantes have not lost in 4. And then to Sunday. Give me Aston Villa double chance at West Ham.
Ooh. Going against the bubbles.
Hammers lost midweek in Europa League. Aston Villa put it on. Villa's won 3 straight. They're playing well with Coutinho going. Wolverhampton double chance at Everton. Everton's looked terrible under Lampard. Lost 3 straight. Bundesliga, I'll take Leverkusen money line over Cologne. Frankfurt, money line over Bochum.
Bochum, yeah.
Ligue 1, give me Rennes, double chance at Lyon.
Taking Rennes?
Rennes is playing well. Lyon seems to be struggling a bit, can't really find it this year. Monaco, although they played midweek in Europa League, give me them, draw no bet at Strasbourg. Lens, money line at Metz. Reims, draw no bet at Angers. Serie A, Bologna, double chance at Fiorentina. I know everyone hates Fiorentina because they have not come through lately, so we will go with Bologna. Napoli, money line at Verona. Roma, draw no bet at Udinese. Inter, money line at Torino. And then La Liga, I'll take Sevilla, draw no bet at Rayo Vallecano. And Real Betis, although they have... we've hit a bit of a snide here, my friends. Yeah. We'll ride with Betis. Draw no bet versus Athletic Bilbao.
Okay.
That is all.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mitt.
Tony.
Sugar Ray is 65. How do you feel about it?
I'd knock Sugar Ray out.
God, don't say that. You are a buffoon, dude.
People forget. I was a weight room warrior in high school.
Okay, cool.
What does that have to do with boxing, Mitt?
Nothing, dude. All right, let's get out of here.
We better end this show.
Good luck.
God bless.
Him.
Damn.